Tweet at TodaySOR.
There are now clusters of infection in 24 nursing homes. That's according to the latest data from the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. A cluster is defined as at least three cases in any one place. This data is based on 2,677 confirmed cases of COVID-19 reported until midnight on Sunday, the 29th of March. It shows there are now 118 clusters of infection, including 21 in hospitals, 26 in private houses, 5 in residential institutions, and there are 5 workplace clusters, as I say, 24 in nursing homes. Now, there are also suggestions that health workers will be asked not to share accommodation in order to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, nurses and midwives are calling for childcare to be provided during the crisis. For more on these and other matters, I'm joined on the line now by Phil Nihay, General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Phil, thanks for joining us again. First of all, do you know what's the reason for the delay in the provision of the childcare? Because it's over a fortnight now since the creches were closed.
That's right, and we met with the Department of Public
Health. Oh dear, the line's gone down. It's just an occupational hazard in these times. We shall take a break and hope to get back to Phil on a better line.
Tweet at TodaySOR.
Now, hopefully we have a better line established to Phil Nihay, General Secretary of the Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Phil, you were starting to tell me about the situation about childcare, first of all.
Thank you. Yes, as I was saying there, I suppose the big ask is, we know, for example, that when workers like nurses and midwives predominantly work 24/7, so childcare is a big part of any roster and any roster arrangement. And when schools were closed and when creches were closed, that gave huge problems. And then the announcement at the weekend for grandparents, et cetera, and the elderly, because there are a lot of informal arrangements that supplement the, for example, the creche pickup times. They don't suit 24/7 hour workers. So you have to have a lot of different arrangements to make sure that your children can be picked up on time, et cetera, while you're working. So that doesn't go away in a time like this. In fact, it becomes really, really important that if healthcare workers are to attend work, well, then the childcare arrangements have to be thought of as well.
When do you think this is going to be fixed?
Well, we're told, again, we've been on to the HSC on a daily basis. We're told that they're expecting an announcement from government this evening. Now, I think it has to happen very quickly because our members, we're getting a lot of calls on this. We have a number of priority issues: personal protective equipment, childcare, and also the private sector and the announcements that were made last night.
Okay,
those are the three main issues that are coming into our helpline.
On the question of personal protective equipment, has that situation eased or improved since the planes started landing in from China at the weekend?
There's certainly more availability. What we have looked for, and which the HSE are now setting up, and we're expecting a correspondence from them in the next couple of hours, is they're now setting up a system whereby there is one person in charge in each site of the personal protective equipment, so that, for example, if I'm a nurse, I'm on night duty, the supply is running low, I know who to go to, and it isn't a matter of trying to find somebody. So we just want an organised distribution method for personal protective equipment. It's vital to keep our members safe in the front line, that they have it when they need it.
Now, what about the suggestion last evening that healthcare workers, presumably nurses most especially, would be advised not to share accommodation? How would that work in practice?
Well, again, I think there's a couple of different issues that arise as a result of the announcement last evening. The first one is, we're not, at the moment, we have had no engagement on the matters relating to how the private sector will now become de facto part of the public sector. And we've sought that, particularly in the private acute hospitals, but now, again, in the private nursing homes. The staff in those nursing homes do have a right to have a discussion on their behalf with their trade union, because these are matters relating to where they live. These go beyond the normal scope. I think we need to get engagement with the department. Today, we've sought it. I'm assured that we will get it this afternoon. But that's really important, because when you start introducing policy, having a discussion with Nursing Homes Ireland is not sufficient. You also need to discuss with the staff. It is the staff that are going to be affected. And you're right, we do represent a large portion of the nurses who work in the private nursing home sector. We want to get assurance, for example, that if they have to go into self-isolation, that they will be paid. That they, for example, conditions of employment in the private sector are very different to the public sector, and usually they're not as good. So we want to make sure that if we're all public servant provision of care now, that we all have the same conditions of employment. That's important.
And what, just on that point, the Nursing Homes Organisation, Nursing Homes Ireland, they were very concerned that the HSE was coming along to recruit people who were working in nursing homes for the public sector. Now, is that something of which you would disapprove?
Well, I think there's two issues there. One is, if the conditions in the private sector are such that they mirror the public sector, there won't be a need. So we know for years we've been arguing that the staffing levels and the pay in the private sector are not good enough. They're not sufficient to retain people in the private sector nursing home. And therefore, if an opportunity arises, not just as part of this, but we know that there is movement from the private sector into the public sector. That happens. Should people be stopped from doing it, if that's your question? I think that the first thing we have to establish is, if the private nursing home sector are getting funding from government, they have to invest in their staff, and then there won't be a need for them to move.
Yeah, I suppose the question is whether the HSE, it's one thing to allow or to, if you like, provide for a situation where people obviously have the freedom to apply for jobs, but the active recruitment by the HSE at this time from the private nursing homes, they feel is something that should be discouraged.
Well, I think what happened was a general advertisement was placed, and people who work part-time in the public sector also applied through that for additional hours. So I don't think there was active recruitment, but I think it is a very definitely showing an issue which we know exists, which is that the conditions of employment for nurses who work in the private nursing home sector are not as attractive as those that work in the public sector. And if that was corrected, there wouldn't be a need for them to move.
Yes. Just on the question, though, I was asking you earlier about the advice that people shouldn't share accommodation at this time. Would you have objections, for instance, if the state was prepared, if the department or the HSE, to provide hotel accommodation, which presumably they would have to do, to enable this to happen?
Well, we'd have to see the detail of it, Sean, to be fair, and we would have to ask our members what exactly they thought of it, because we don't know what the current circumstances are. We've heard through media reports that there is a proposal that accommodation would be provided for those that work and also share accommodation. There are a couple of different scenarios in that, I suppose. In some instances, people do share, but they mightn't share with the people they work in the same location with. We'd have to see geography, how they get to and from work. All of that would have to be taken into account. That requires a conversation. We've asked for that conversation. I understand we're going to have it this afternoon. And from that, we will then be able to say to our members, this is actually what's proposed.
Yeah, I suppose that the basic concern is that a quarter of the cases that have been confirmed, a quarter of the 3,200, that would be what, about 800, have been healthcare workers. So clearly, serious measures are required.
But again, I think we're broken down by the chief medical officer yesterday evening, show that some of those, three quarters of those actually, are from a contagion that didn't happen in the workplace. And, for example, also 31% were with nursing staff, 25% doctors. A third of the cases were allied health professionals, with the stats that they announced last evening. So these are figures that we have sought from the medical officers, so we're happy that we got them last evening, because it is important for us to assure our members that when they're at work and the correct personal protective equipment is available and they are using it, that they are protected.
Yeah.
That's really important.
Dr. Holohan was warning last night very strongly against misinformation, and was emphatic that reports that a nurse or nurses had died of COVID-19 here were wrong. What's your understanding of the situation, and would that kind of misinformation have caused a lot of concern among your members? Presumably yes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had information over the weekend that nurses, and it was specified that it was nurses, and there was a social media tweet that four nurses had died. I find that extraordinarily, I suppose, callous is the word I would use, because I think, you know, nurses are out there. They're at the front line. They are really and truly putting their lives. And some
Okay, so, look, I'm afraid we've been hit by that bad phone line problem again, but we had the gist, I think, on most of what Phil Ní Hay wanted to say. And my thanks to Phil, General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation.